bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Drew Hastings and his book, Confessions, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
Bob and Tom present the biggest movie of the year. It's the story of a man and his passion.
Honey, are you about done in there?
Oh, just a minute, dear.
In his hands, his instrument comes to life.
Come on. I gotta get in there.
In a second, baby. I'm working on a new fingering technique.
Playing Mozart offered him little joy. But when he learned to master Beethoven, he was ecstatic beyond belief.
Oh. Honey, have you seen my Victoria's Secret catalog?
No.
Chick McGee stars as The Soloist. The Soloist, the love story from the same people who brought you Skin Flautist and the classic Playing with My Pianist. Don't miss The Soloist, coming to a screen near you. And we do mean coming.
Yes.
Of course.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We've got an unusual array of people in the room this morning. We begin with our guest. He is 6'6"-ish. It's writer Drew Hastings. Good to see you, Drew.
Well, good to see you guys. Snuggle time.
Yeah, snuggle time.
Squealing with delight to be here.
Chasing Drew Hastings is the new memoir. We'll get to Drew in just a second. A man who wears the same size pants, oddly enough, as Drew, but is 6 inches shorter. It's Josh Arnold.
Yeah.
Josh Legs Arnold. Sitting at the IHateStevenSinger.com sidekick chair, sitting in for Chick McGee, it's Jeff Oskey. Mr. Pat Godwin is through the glass. Yep. This is Tom speaking, and ladies first, or last, it's Christy Lee.
Whatever.
At the Bob and Tom News Desk. Now, Drew, you've been working on this book for 5 years. It's your life story?
Well, I wouldn't call it my life story. I would call it aspects of my life story.
Okay.
Yes. But, yeah, at least 5 years. You know, I was looking through the table of contents last night, and I realized the parts of this book I've actually done on stage as stories over the years, loosely. But there was a few. Homo Truck. Some listeners will remember.
Homo Truck?
Homo Truck.
Okay.
Paper Tiger.
I remember that story.
Yes. Or like slow versions of them. Even Onita Victor number 2, which is a kind of about trapping, but it's not really. It's kind of a coming of age story. But anyway, a few of those had been. I've talked about in here.
You've lived an unusual life.
When you're trapping muskrats at 14, I would say that's unusual.
Well, no, I think trapping muskrats at 44 is unusual. I think at 14.
Sure.
It's like having a grit paper route, right?
Right.
Does anybody still have that talk?
Grit. I can remember as a kid desperately wanting to be able to make money, and I saw make money with grit. did anybody ever do that?
Right? I don't know.
Was that a farm thing?
No, instead I went for the big stamp collection. You could buy a giant bag for $1 or something. Remember
those?
But
I love the reasoning. You were going to get a girl by trapping these muskrats.
Yeah, did you think you were going to present her with like a lovely pelt?
Yeah, that's okay. About exactly right. But I think, I was a hopeless romantic even then. And really, isn't what we do when we're 14 everything we do to impress the opposite sex, really?
Sure.
Really? Yeah. I mean, isn't it?
Now, did you trap these muskrats in Ohio?
In Ohio, yes.
Behind the grocery store.
Yes.
And what did you do with them?
Well, we lived in an apartment building, so I would go into the laundry room, the community laundry room, and flush them out, pin them up on a board until I got caught.
Right.
Because guts and stuff like that clogged the big drain sink that was in the thing. Anyway,
yeah, they don't sluice as easily as you think.
No, sluice. Yeah. I like that. That's exactly what they didn't do.
Can you imagine?
So what did you do with the pelts?
Well, you dry them out, and then you put salt on them. Well, that's the crummy way to dry it out, and then it was stiff as a board. And then you're supposed to chew it like the Indians to get it soft. Mm-hmm. You chew it. But
you did not get that far.
No, I didn't get that far.
Whatever happened to the pelt? Was it just the one?
I don't remember. No, there's a few more than one. But I don't recall what happened to them. So much of that's locked out.
You did not present them to some young lady.
No, it didn't get that far. And our love affair, alas, went off the track.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Muskrat love.
At that age.
That's exactly right.
At that age, I'm seeing you holding the pelt in your groin area, saying to one of your buddies, "Jers look like this."
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I got to say, Drew, as I was flipping through this book, skimming it for my name, it seems pretty good.
Your name wasn't in it either, huh?
But you know what? If you notice, there's hardly anybody's name in it.
No, you did mention the Bob and Tom tour, and that's nice.
Yes, I mentioned the show. Yeah. Well, the show was instrumental in changing my life in a lot of ways, especially from the life I had up till Hollywood and then post-Hollywood. My life got a lot better. And part of that had to do with this show.
We're speaking with Drew Hastings. His new book is called Chasing Drew Hastings. It's his first book, and it's a memoir, and it's available. If you go to any of the Bob and Tom social media platforms, we'll link to where you can get this. And they just took a picture of Drew and I holding the book up.
Tom, you're quoted at one point in this book. Did Drew contact you and your lawyers to have that quote vetted and approved?
The quote?
Yes.
No.
What's the quote?
You know, I want to say it sounds like, if I recall, it was something judgmental. Right. Was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt he said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you get that, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Rumor has it Chick's getting his taint stretched so hard he'll be able to come back and play the bongos on it. Swear to God. Hey, it's one way to beat the winter boredom. This winter weather's killing me. I got to find a hobby or something. I think I got that thing they call SAD, seasonal depressive disease. Well, like you need more sunlight and vitamin D or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Plus, my knees are killing my joints. Hell, even my knuckles are hurting like crazy. Huh. I probably got a rheumatitis again from doing a wrong sport in high school.
What was your sport, Donnie?
Competitive cheerleading.
Oh, really?
Oh, how about that?
This is the first time hearing of this.
How did you hurt your knuckles doing that?
From slugging the jerks who laughed at me. Okay. You laugh, it ain't like I signed up for it. We had to do it for stupid spirit credits or something, state mandates. Okay. And the fact remains, it's way harder than it seems. You got to be able to run and jump and spell all at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the spelling was the hardest part for me. Hell, that's probably why it took Drew 5 years to write his book. It ain't just me. You know? VICTORE. That's how we spell victory.
No.
Sure it's right. Well, anyways, it gets really cold. I get all stoved up like this. My mom, Phyllis, said I should try something called cannibal oil.
I think that's, what is it, cannabinoid oil?
Yes. CBD.
Well, that's what I said, Tom. She says part of the marijuana plant, it's like part of the plant. It's good for stuff like your joints.
Okay.
But I asked Todd Boner about it, and he said that GB oil just got his rolling papers all wet.
I'm sure.
That's how you use it.
Anyways, this BVD oil stuff ain't illegal. It can help with the pain.
I think it's CBD oil.
Yes.
I told you earlier, spelling was hard for me.
Okay.
Anyways, I ain't sure how I'm supposed to use this BBC oil? Is it like canola oil, or is BBC oil like what they use to make French fries?
That'd be very expensive to make French fries. Just a little oil, I think you're supposed to ingest it each day. Check the listings.
Or if you have a lotion, put it on, Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's where they get you, Christy. They know if it don't help, you ain't going to do the walk of shame back to the store and ask for the stupid refund they're always bragging about. Man, that skinny chick working CBD store, the one with the lip freckle named Moon Goddess or Autumn Twang. She's fire ass hot.
Nice.
I'll go back and put a baby in her. Maybe I'll look back and just ask her out first.
Yeah.
See if she suffers from seasonal oppressive disease like I do. Maybe I can slip her some vitamin D. That stands for vitamin Donnie. Oh, God. Oh, and you, spoiler alert, you can take an oral or by lethal injection. You can take it straight from the tap. Swear to God.
Donnie. Thanks, Donnie.
Okay. Donnie.
Ace, isn't BBC oil a lube you sell?
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
SAD, what is that?
Seasonal affective disorder.
That's a real thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have it.
My sister
whenever my
has
food
it
isn't seasoned just right, I get it.
Josh, I just got it.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
Aren't you supposed to sit in front of a lamp?
Or I have one. Yeah, in my
he's
office.
Got a special lamp.
I think you've walked by and seen me sitting right in front of that thing.
Oh, I thought that was your computer on high.
Josh actually has one.
So does it work, the lamp?
It seems to, yeah. Yeah, because I get it pretty rough. Especially in the, like, February and March.
A lot of cloudy
well,
days in a row.
That explains you.
Well, it could be that when you're in front of the lamp, you're actually focused on the lamp and you're not thinking about your other life's problems. And so that's what actually is helping.
It could be.
You see?
Ah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Focused.
Okay. Well, good, good, good. We're talking with Drew Hastings, comedian. And his book is called Chasing Drew Hastings. Just came out today.
Uh-huh.
You'll find it on Amazon and you'll also find it. We have a link on the Bob and Tom social media platforms. And I understand that there's a audiobook in the works.
In the works. And I got to say, the hardest part of this is going to be overcoming. Josh wrote a rather glowing review on Amazon of this book. And the problem with that is it actually reads better and is better written than the book itself.
Josh was raving about it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that review. Me look, me like good bookie.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Well, it's laugh out loud funny. And Drew, you SOB, you made me cry.
Yeah. Oh, good. No, it's supposed to be relatable. So
it sure is.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, did you have to change a lot of names to protect the innocent?
No, I just, no, because, you know, memoir is funny. Memoir is the truth as you remember it. So you have a little bit of leeway there, but not much. But when you don't want to mention a name or change a name, you just don't mention the name, right?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's generally it.
There are also very few innocent people in the book.
So I don't want to mention his name, but he worked with a guy named Bob for quite some time.
But is anyone really innocent?
On the radio.
None of us are innocent. Christy, you're a Catholic. You know, no one is innocent.
No one's innocent.
That's right.
Unless you're walking out of confession in that 2 seconds. That's about it.
And right now, a new feature on our show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Christy's last confession. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
It usually starts with, it's been many years since my last confession.
Why is my skin burning?
In all truth, you've told a story many times that I find absolutely hilarious.
There's a certain time of year around Easter. Easter is the biggest holiday for Catholics.
Okay.
And as you know, your wife knows this.
Yes.
They usually have during that time period, they have what they call a group confession or reconciliation is what they call it now.
An orgy, isn't that what it
is? Not an orgy.
Oh.
But they will have 5 or 6 priests in one church so that a lot of people can go to reconciliation. And I had a priest, and I'll never forget because we were kind of in the back of the church, like in this, there was like the piano stored there. You know, it was kind of like a storage room. I'll never forget. And I had not been to confession in quite a few years. And And now you do confession, reconciliation, face-to-face. There's no curtain. There's no anonymity. Oh, yeah. And so we're standing there, and I said, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been many years since my last confession." And he looked at me as God is my witness, and he goes, "We got quite a line. Could you hit the highlights?"
Really?
What? It was priceless.
And talk slow.
Funny.
Because in the movies, they're always in the booth.
Always in the booth. And as a child growing up, I mean, because I went to Catholic school, so we went to reconciliation once a week, and it was frightening as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it was so...
Did you have to make stuff up?
I would make stuff up. I would try to change my voice. Like, we only had 12 kids in my class, so the priest could pretty much narrow
down
who was confessing what, even though you aren't face-to-face. So I tried to change my voice so he wouldn't know who it was.
At Christmas time, did the priest give you presents reflecting your confessions? Well, Jeff, another case of Kleenex.
A bottle of Jergens.
I mean, slide that little window open and I'd start shaking and I'd forget, forgive me, Father, for I have
sinned. Lie to your parents always, right, Christy?
Yeah, or I said, took God's name in vain.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, or I fought with my sister.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, but yeah, there was the standards.
Mm. And did you ever actually do your penance? Like if you got 12 Hail Marys, did you do 12 Hail Marys?
Yes, I had to do it right. You have to do it right there. You have to go out and...
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeff just ran. Yeah. I'm like, I'll get back to you later, Pop.
Well, Jeff, I don't want to. This is kind of inside information, but no wonder your car broke down.
I would never do my penance.
God penalizing you for not doing the penance 40 years ago. We're hanging out with comedian Drew Hastings. His new book is a memoir called Chasing Drew Hastings, available on Amazon as we speak. Right now, I thought we would change the entire tone of the show. Ladies and gentlemen.
With a deep voice. Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Ever wonder why cow milking stools only have 3 legs?
Huh.
I never have.
Well, the cow's got the udder.
That's a classic, isn't it?
February 1st, nice comeback.
I was actually thinking about that for a second. Made the mistake. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ace. We return to the news desk with Christy Lee. What's happening
over
there?
We have one more sports story and then I'll stop. Australia is sending a curling team to the Olympics for the very first time this winter.
Oh.
Ms. Tally Gill and Mr. Dean Hewitt will make history this Wednesday. February 3rd is Australia's first ever Olympic curlers. Australia is without a dedicated curling facility, making the Bears' journey to Beijing a difficult one.
You call that a broom? This is a broom.
Nice.
A little Crocodile Dundee for that.
I like that.
Gil said, I think given we're not a typical curling nation, we're probably considered an underdog. Hewitt added, we're just going to push as hard as we can every game and see what we can do out there.
All right.
Comparisons have obviously been made to the
Jamaican bobsled team.
That's exactly right, from 1988.
How would that sound, Pat?
Which one?
The Jamaican
It would sound like this, man.
Nailed it.
Now, they are at a disadvantage.
Why is that?
Well, because in Australia, those rocks, the stones spin the other way.
Oh, yeah, so they have to try to figure out.
That's going to throw them way, way off.
I wonder if they asked the curling team to stay after and sweep up. They sent you guys over to have a broom, if you wouldn't mind.
So they're going to make the all-white version of Cool Runnings. Jersey Cool Runnings.
Yes.
Candy.
Yes. And I just can't understand why curling, where they find sponsors or anybody that like gets behind it.
Yeah, I find myself occasionally watching it, and I like that one view from up above.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And why they haven't had Target sponsor that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Of course. Now, they do have sponsorships of the coverage, but they don't have sponsorship of the actual events, do they?
Oh, like Tostitos presents snowboarding, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why they wouldn't.
I was going to say that should be the next move.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do a Swifter Sweeper like one for the...
Yeah.
Sure.
You would have it right there on the ice in different mm-hmm. languages. That would be kind of interesting. But yeah, since there's money there, I'm surprised they haven't done that.
Plenty of brooms in China.
Oh, if there's money there.
Next to the rugs with the big mound underneath them.
Well, speaking of food, coming up, we have the Hormel Chili Cheesecake. Don't go away.
Wait a minute. A keg filled with chili cheese.
Keg stand.
Somebody got my letters.
Prayers have been answered.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.